Hello there, and welcome to the first ever Know That Hero podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Fody, and every time I'll come back with a new hero for every episode. Now before we start, I want you guys to hear a few words from some people who are very close with this hero. Our first guest speaker today is Matthew, my brother. What are some words you would describe your grandma with?
She's a perfectionist.
Our next one, my grandpa, her husband. What are some words you would describe grandma with?
Grandma Mary is a loving, wonderful grandmother and wife who takes care of all of us.
Now it's my turn. Now, this woman has been like a mom to me. In fact, about 7 years ago, she was my mom, but now fills the role of my grandma. She was always there to bring all of her grandchildren to sporting events, and even loves to show up to watch those sporting events and theatrical performances. Whether or not she's cheering for the opposing team by accident, she's always there to support us. So without further ado, I bring you Grandma Mary Fody.
I was born in Brooklyn, New York on October 18th, 1949.
So we're going to start with a little bit of your childhood. What was your favorite childhood memory?
My favorite childhood memory was sitting on my grandma's lap. We called her Nana, and I was sitting on her lap in a rocking chair looking out the window at the birds and her singing to me a very old-fashioned song called For It Was Mary. And incidentally, her name was Mary, too.
So, You used to be my mom, actually, for one point, and my grandma before that, and now you're my grandma again. What are some of your favorite memories from that time?
About being a grandmother?
Yeah, about being a grandma.
Oh.
In Olympia Fields or just...
Every moment of being with my grandchildren is my favorite time. But I always, always love when they come to visit at my house, and we do fun things. We do repetitive things. But that we do repetitive things that change as they get older.
So what about your favorite memory in Olympia Fields?
My favorite memory in Olympia Fields is being on the screened-in porch playing games or playing with different toys, cars, or whatever, and singing.
And you used to host a lot of parties there with your backyard, and we used to play a lot of soccer games. I do remember that.
A lot of soccer games, but also a lot of volleyball games, too.
And a lot of broken ankles.
Yes, well, yes, some people fell in that hole when they were playing.
And so you used to actually live with us more towards, like, whenever I was about 7 years old, and we used to live in Wilmette. Do you have a favorite memory from that?
I have a favorite memory of going to soccer games. Usually three soccer games every weekend, and they were all fun, and all the friends that I met there.
Awesome. Like I said earlier, sometimes you're cheering for the wrong team, though.
Yes, I do have a tendency to not exactly know what's going on.
So we were talking about during the presidential debate. This was part of that time. And you have a memory. Would you care sharing that one?
The memory of the presidential debate?
Yes, during 2016, during the elections.
Well, it was very... I laughed almost the whole time because it was so funny to me to see and listen to what my grandchildren had picked up on, either on the television or from people talking, because they had opinions about which candidate they were debating for. And some of it was so right on, and some of it was so way off course. But it was really great to see that and to see you all having so much fun doing it.
Thank you. been your favorite vacation that you've ever gone on? Because I know you and Grandpa went on a river cruise a couple years back, but what was your favorite vacation you've gone on that you can remember?
My favorite vacation was going to the Pocono Mountains. There was a family resort there, and we would meet up with all of our family members. And they had plenty to do for all kids of all ages. But I especially loved it the one time when my grandkids came to see it. So we had a great time, and they had all kinds of fun things for them to do, and I enjoyed watching every minute of it.
So the Pocono Mountains, I could be mistaken, but Woodloch Pines is not the same thing, right?
Woodloch Pines is in the Pocono Mountains, correct.
And that's what we used to go to?
We used to go to Woodloch Pines, yes.
Okay, so do we only go once?
You only went once as the grandchildren, but I probably went 20 years in a row.
Awesome. And then one other thing that I remember from my childhood, and I'm going to ask you this, was did you ever go to Mexico with us or no?
Yes, you had a place in Mexico. Your mom and dad did. And we came and visited when you guys were pretty little. And we had so much fun because we were taking care of you plus getting to have fun with you. And we would take a golf cart to go down where the beach was. Mm-hmm. And you guys learned a few Mexican words.
Like rapido. I remember that telling the golf cart man, like, rapido, rapido. I don't even know what slow down was because that was on my Spanish quiz the other day. And I was trying to remember.
From the opposite of rapido.
From the Mexico quiz. I might have put rapido, honestly. No problem. I will... Any concluding thoughts?
One concluding thought I have is that being a grandparent is the best experience you'll ever have in your life.
Being a grandparent is the best. All right. Thank you, Grandma.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.